Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Ireland's Classic Hits Radio, the IBI, and funded by Comisiún na Meán with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
It's Ours to Protect on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio with Track O'Brien on, and this week we're looking at the recycling of bubble wrap. It was originally intended in the 1950s as a design for a futuristic type of plastic wallpaper, which offered a better and longer-lasting alternative to the more traditional options. It failed in its initial role, but succeeded in becoming a very important element for packaging all sorts of products, so much so that it's now estimated that 240,000 miles of bubble wrap are produced each year. Just to put that in context, it's a length capable of stretching around the Earth's equator 10 times. It shouldn't come as any surprise then that this soft plastic product creates an enormous amount of annual waste. So what recycling options are available out there? I heard through the Earthy Marketplace about a company called Green Bubble who have set up a reusing bubble wrap system. I met with its founder, Peter Gregory, and started by asking him how Green Bubble came about.
In an ideal world, Green Bubble wouldn't exist.
Yeah.
Because we shouldn't really be using plastic for wrapping our goods and everything, but it does, and we've been evolving since we started trading last year. We're going into other ideas and projects and different types of material.
Yeah.
But the bubble wrap is still there. It's still going to be there for the next 5-10 years, and until that's the case, Green Bubble are going to exist.
So what you do is you reuse, you repurpose the bubble wrap that's already out there. How do you source it?
So we collect from two large furniture stores in Dublin. We work with a social enterprise who help to collect and sort the material. And then we sell it to people who would predominantly be buying bubble wrap, like artists, ceramicists, people moving homes. Online sellers that need to ship their products.
Smaller businesses.
So it's just the positive impact of adding value to the waste.
Yep.
That's already out there. We've got the social impact because we're working with sunflower recycling, and then we're preventing people from buying virgin or recycled bubble wrap, because anything they're currently purchasing has a impact on the environment.
It's going through the raw material. And tell us, how does the price compare then with recycled bubble wrap compared to what's...
We're pretty competitive. We're trying to be as competitive as we can. If you bought from a homeware hardware store or any of those sort of stores, we're probably half the price.
Wow.
We're trying to be as competitive as we can.
Okay, so certainly for people who are going out to package up stuff, if they're moving house or they're
They
have a small business where they're selling, this is going to be a much cheaper alternative
Definitely.
To them for packaging. And they're reusing bubble wrap. They're
exactly.
Not, yeah, that's excellent.
It's the best option for the environment.
And if somebody has a load of bubble wrap that they're after getting, because they're after getting a big job done on the house and they have loads of bubble wrap, how do they get it to you, or how could they get it towards somewhere that it's going to get recycled?
Currently we have a couple of bubble wrap bins in Dublin. We have one at the Rediscovery Centre
In
Ballymun, which they're doing a great job. So anyone can drop off their bubble wrap. I always say to people, don't go out of your way to drop off the bubble wrap. Ideally, if you can give it to someone who would be using it, say someone moving house, or a local business that needs it for packaging, try and do that first. If you have quite a copious amount of material, then I'm willing to talk to you and maybe arrange something where I can arrange a collection.
And if people can't, because the other option is, if people just have all that bubble wrap and they say, oh, I might as well get rid of it here, where does it end up, bubble wrap, if it's not recycled?
Currently, there are two options for bubble wrap. The waste management companies would either incinerate it, and the majority of bubble wrap gets incinerated in Ireland, or it gets sent to Europe for recycling. So both those options aren't good for the environment. That's why we generally set up bubble wrap.
It's carbon footprint.
Yeah, exactly.
Peter, you're very good for meeting us, and thanks very much. It's fascinating. So Green Bubble, you can find all about Green Bubble online. You have a website and you're on social media.
Yeah, Instagram, Facebook, and the website is www.green-bubble.ie.
Thanks very much, Peter.
Thanks, Jack. Nice to meet you.
So if you have any bubble wrap lying around since Christmas, see if there are any small businesses in your area that could reuse it, or maybe someone who's moving house. It lowers your carbon footprint, it saves them money, it cuts down on bubble wrap production and leaves less in landfill or incineration. If you have a large quantity of bubble wrap to dispose of, why not get in touch with Peter Gregory at Green Bubble? Alternatively, if you require a quantity of bubble wrap and want to buy it cheaper through a system that's kind to the environment, then get in touch with the team at greenbubble.ie.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commission na Meán with the television licence fee and is a partnership between Ireland's Classic Hits Radio and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.